In our series of conversations with people reflecting on John F. Kennedy on this day, commemorating his assassination, we're about to talk to Donald Hicken, who is the head of the theater department at Baltimore School for the Arts, and currently has been directing the show Red, which is now playing at Everyman Theater, and was a high school student when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Am I right about that, Donald? High school?
No, actually, I was a college freshman.
College freshman, okay. Yeah. I forget, you're a little older than me. I keep forgetting that.
That's right.
So, Donald, where were you? What do you remember about that moment?
I was a college freshman. I was on campus at where I went to undergraduate school, McMurray College in Jacksonville, Illinois. So I was way out the Midwest. And I remember, you know, it's one of those things everybody remembers where they were when they heard it. I was actually on my way to this like little student cafe called The Hub, where everybody, you know, it was like a little sandwich place on campus where everybody kind of hung out before we got our student union building built. Anyway, I was on my way there. I saw some people coming up the steps. It was an underneath basement facility, and they were coming up the steps. And one of the girls, there were two women, and one was crying. And I, you know, I thought, didn't know what to think of something. And then the other woman turned to me and said that the president's been shot. I remember thinking, you know, it seemed like such an impossible thing at the time. You know, I mean, you heard obviously of the assassinations of presidents, but never expected anything like that to happen in my lifetime, and certainly not to someone who seemed so popular and so charismatic and so remarkable in so many ways. You know, he was this great sign of sort of hope and revelation and rejuvenation, all of that. And then so it just seemed impossible to me. In fact, I think my first reaction was I didn't believe that was what was really going on. I almost laughed because I thought it was a joke, you know, that she was actually masking for this girl who was crying over some guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I proceeded into the Hub, this cafe area, which was usually a very bustling place, and it was dead silent. I mean, there were lots of people in there, and you couldn't hear it. Nobody was speaking. And then there were some people who were, you know, had just come down from the lounge area above. It was in the basement of a dormitory, and they'd come down from the dormitory lounge, and they said it's on TV, and blah, blah, blah. So a bunch of us went and watched. But it was a very powerful experience because of the reaction. I was surrounded by people, but no one was talking to anyone. Everyone was just taking it, trying to absorb it.
Well, and so what do you, I mean, as we always said, most people remember very well where they were at that moment, if they were alive and of a certain age. But I'm taking it beyond that period of just knowing it because you were in it. What does it say now? What does it say about, what does it say then to society? How did it affect us, do you think? And what does it say now to the generations of kids you teach and to those who are younger?
Well, you know, when you think about the long-term effects of the Kennedy assassination, it's almost impossible to separate it from the subsequent assassinations. You know, I think that the assassination of Kennedy obviously instilled a great deal of fear, I think, mainly in people, that you know, what we thought was a secure and confident place was now a place where presidents get shot and killed. But then when you add the Robert Kennedy assassination and the Martin Luther King assassination, with it, you know, it's hard to even isolate the impact of the John F. Kennedy assassination, because you have to kind of see it in the context of the other, in three, if you include Malcolm X. I mean, it was a time when people who were powerful or controversial or in any way a threat were getting gunned down. And so I think that kids today live with a great deal more fear and insecurity than I did growing up when I was their age. I mean, I was their age in the 50s, and it was a time of relative calm and security. You know, it was post-World War II and prosperity Everybody was, it was a time of great peace, at least a feeling of peace within the country. And I don't think kids have any sense of that today. I think they don't really don't understand what peace might feel like.
And a lot of that stemmed from that very moment.
Yeah, I think it comes from that moment. And then again, as I said, the compilation of those assassinations is really the climate. That was the climate maker.
Donald Hicken, thank you so much for taking the time today to join us with your reflections. I appreciate it deeply.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mark.